to Everything Fraser Coast. Today I'm sitting down with Pamela Evans, who is the lady behind Pieces by Pamela. How are you going, Pamela?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're a local Howard lady.
I am, 21 years in November.
Oh, so you're almost a local.
Getting there.
Got a family there in Howard, I understand, you said.
I do, yep. Yep.
And I discovered you because you shared your mosaic workshop post to Everything Fraser Coast.
I did. I was trying to spread the word a bit, get a few people to come on in and have some fun.
And I put my claws in and went, oh, this is another person I want to talk to that's following their passion and I'm sure has a positive story about what she's doing. So tell me, please, let's talk about the workshop.
Okay.
So what's happening with your workshop?
Okay, well, I started teaching about a year and a half ago. People kept asking me if I'd show them how I do what I do, and I wasn't too sure how good I'd be at it, so I thought, well, if I start with something simple like mosaics, anybody can mosaic because all it takes is a hammer and glue.
Ooh, a hammer. Oh, so do you bring things that and you can smash them?
I generally, yes, basically, yeah, if you have a bit of frustration, come along to my workshops and I'll loan you a hammer and you can have at it.
Safety glasses.
Safety glasses, earmuffs, the whole kit and caboodle. I even have gloves if you need them.
Actually, well, while we're on that, so what are you using to do mosaics with?
I source my materials from various different places. I'm a regular at the recycle centre,
yep.
So a lot of my tiles are secondhand. I go looking for the bright colours and the contrasting colours and the fugly colours because they can really work. The tiles that nobody loves, I take a hammer to them and I put them together into something anybody could love. So it's always great. My formwork, like the things I tile to, is various. One of the favourite things I prefer to use is the old satellite dishes that live on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, they're lightweight, they're stable, they're UV safe, they'll stand up to 20 years in the weather, so you stick tile onto them and grout them, you can hang them anywhere. Oh, on your gate, on your fence, on your veranda.
Oh, I was picturing you saying that you'd turn it like face down and turn a big mushroom into it.
I've done that.
Oh, have you?
I've also used them as bird baths, as reflecting ponds,
oh, wow.
As the beginnings of a fire pit. I mean, you can have the fire on top of the tile, it will crack and craze, but it still looks cool.
Imagine it with the fire in
exactly. It. Exactly. You can do anything you want to it. You could even use it as an oil burner if you wanted to.
Oh, wow. Oh, actually, I love what you're doing with the mosaics. I love what you're doing, sharing your passion. But now that I know that you're recycling as well, that's just even another tick.
Pizza trays, Weber bowls, Weber lids, cake trays, tin trays that you pick up at the op shops or the recycle centres, they all make good lightweight surfaces to tile to.
Okay, so if I come to your workshop, do I need to bring something to mosaic onto?
No.
No, okay.
If you have something that you want to do, I've had people show up with chair bases they want to mosaic, and she did a beautiful job. I've had other people show up with terracotta pots. I've had others come with concrete balls that they want to decorate. But if you've got no idea what you want to do, come along and I've got a stack of bits and bobs and various things that you can have a go at.
That sounds fabulous. So I can come along. I don't have to have any idea of what I'm going to do. You'll guide me.
I'm happy to guide. I'm happy to give suggestions. Generally, most people show up going, I have a vague idea.
Yeah.
If they have a particular tile they've accumulated, teapots, fancy glassware, fancy pottery, even bowls, coffee cups, that sort of thing can all be used in mosaic.
Thinking about all the things I've thrown out over the years.
Exactly. I have a machinery shed at my place and I have probably approaching 5.5 to 6 linear meters worth of stacked tiles in this shop where I colorize it. So I've got blues here, greens there, pinks there, reds here. So if you have a color that you want to play with, I probably have a version of it.
Yeah.
If you have something you want to match, I probably have something you can match or contrast with it. So I sell those on at cost. I pick them up at the recycle centre at $1 a tile or 50 cents a tile, then that's what I sell them for.
Yeah, right.
I'm also a potter, which means that I play with clay in its raw form. So I play with fondant stamps and I make some of my tiles. Like, I make flowers, I make butterflies, I make fish and starfish and seahorses.
Oh.
So you can put those into your mosaic if you want to. And again, I sell those on at cost.
Right.
So if you're doing a welcome sign that has a theme, seahorses, shells, things like that, found objects can be incorporated into mosaics.
Wow.
There's not a lot that can't, as long as it can stand the weather. So.
Okay. So the mosaic that I could make at your workshop could be put outside?
Most of them. It often depends on the base you use, your foundation. As long as it's a weather-fast foundation, like marine ply or even fibro.
Yep.
If you frame up a piece of fibro, just remember mosaics, you're talking about a bit of weight.
Yes.
So my main rule is put your hanging system, whatever it may be, on before you start tiling.
Yes.
It's very hard to drill through a tile through a board to get yourself a hook or a screw into a wall. So do that first.
Oh, that's so how long does the workshop go for?
I start at 9 o'clock in the morning. We stop at mid-morning for a shared morning tea at about 11. Most people have got something workable by 1 o'clock, but I've had people still there at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't kick them out.
That'd be me. I'd still be picking my colours. Well, actually, most I like black and white.
That can be a great dramatic effect and it can look really, really cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. So do you mind if I also ask you about your other hat that you wear with being the president?
Ah, my art group. It's a small group. We're only about 12 of us at the moment, but it fluctuates depending on who's home, who's away. It's the Howard and District Creative Arts Group. We've been going for coming up on 7 years now. We have a couple of shows a year. One of them is involved with Coalfest, which is in September. Sorry, no, my correction, July each year.
Yep.
And this year coming up, we have a Gattaca show in May.
Fabulous.
So that's the Creative Collection, which basically is whatever we put together that we're happy with. We have a once-a-month play day where we bring something that we're working on. It's a social thing.
Nice.
We don't like to hide in the corner.
Yep.
And then on the last Saturday of each month, we try and have a workshop where somebody teaches us something new. We had a felting workshop this past year. We've had I've given a mosaic workshop. I've also given a castle-making workshop. This weekend coming.
So they're workshops that you're sharing amongst the creative group?
Yes, the creative groups, we're running them, but people are actually welcome to come along if they want to try something. We advertise on the Burren River News, which is a local newsletter put out by the Howard and District Progress.
Fabulous.
I'm also putting it up on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page, so people see it. I reposted in the sub of the community groups.
Yeah.
So it word gets around.
Yeah. And are you welcome to come to those if you don't live in that district?
More than welcome. We have a slightly higher charge for those people who are not members.
Yeah.
It's not a huge amount. And hey, our membership's only $15 a year. So if you come to more than two, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Fabulous.
But if you want to come and you don't have materials, let us know in advance and we generally can scrounge something up.
There's so much in Howard.
There's a huge amount happening in Howard. It's a beautiful area to live. I've been there for over 20 years now and I couldn't imagine living anywhere else.
Yeah. Just the creative... Oh, shush, Ruby. Guard dog. The number of creative people, not just in Howard but in the Fraser Coast... There's something happening here. Like, I'm sure there wasn't this many creative people 5 years ago.
I will argue that point.
Okay, 20 years ago.
I've been involved in a couple of the local art markets. The Howard Market, the the Peer Market and the Torquay Markets, which are all local markets. A lot of them are handmade-based gear.
Yeah.
Some import stuff and some tourist stuff, but a lot of it is locally handmade stuff, and there is some serious talent out there. There really is.
It's fantastic. Like, we could just talk art all day on everything Fraser Coast because there's that much going on.
Trust me, I love to babble about my art, so you won't get me to shut up.
No, that's fantastic. So the next mosaic workshop in your shed at Howard, mm-hmm. what date is it?
It's this Sunday coming, the 29th of September.
You've got a couple of seats left.
I have a few seats left. I don't like to overcrowd the group because it means I get to spend more time with each individual, yep. and trying to keep my hands off their work.
It starts, that's good, keep your hands to yourself, Pamela, because it's pieces by Pamela's Your Business, but if I make something at your workshop, it's mine.
Yes, okay. It definitely is.
I only want my sweat on it, thank you very much.
Oh, don't forget the blood.
Oh no, let's not talk about cut fingers.
No. It's surprisingly therapeutic. As I said, yeah. bashing at the tile. I do have a tile cutter. So if you want your lovely straight lines and your symmetrical pieces, we can do that too. Me, I'm more a bash and hope type. So I have fun with that.
Yeah. Oh, Pamela, I've really enjoyed learning about mosaics. I've never done mosaics myself. It is on my to-do list. So I think you're going to be able to help me in that space. Good luck with your workshops and good luck with the district art creative. Thank you for helping me out.
Howard and District Creative Arts Group.
Yeah.
The big name.
And look, I'll share your post and put all your links on the blog and hopefully see you again.
Please.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.